USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There were no other injuries that we know of at this point in time.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio briefing reporters in Manhattan about the helicopter pilot who crashes and lands on the roof of a 54-story building just blocks away from Times Square. He dies in the crash.
And I want to just say thank God for that. This could have been a much worse incident.
More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
One person is dead after a helicopter crashed into the rooftop of a Manhattan skyscraper Monday afternoon. At a news conference, New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigrau said the fire caused by the crash has been extinguished.
The fire has been extinguished. There was some amount of fuel leaked, which we've mitigated, and right now the building is safe.
At that same news conference, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the crash does not appear to be terrorism.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
President Trump cuts a deal with Mexico so tariffs are not imposed.
We have an agreement on something that they will announce very soon. It's all done, and they have to get approval, and they will get approval. If they don't get approval, we'll have to think in terms of tariffs or whatever, but it's just another aspect of what we've done.
Leaders in Mexico also agreed to a beef up at the border. 6,000 troops to control the chaos will reportedly be sent. Vice President Mike Pence sitting down to discuss the deal with Brett Baer on Fox News Special Report.
6,000 Mexican National Guard to their southern border. They'll be doing checkpoints throughout Mexico to determine people's immigration status as they move through their country.
And the vice president goes on to say,
most notably of all, Mexico has agreed to take back all of the people from Central America who've come into our country, applied for asylum, and have them remain in Mexico while we consider their asylum requests. These are things Mexico had never agreed to do before.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The latest now on the U.S. jobs market. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
U.S. employers hiring the most people on record in April, while the number of open jobs was largely unchanged, evidence that the job market remains solid. The Labor Department's Monday report showing businesses filled 5.9 million jobs in April, 4.2% more than in March, and the most since records began. On Friday, the government said employers added a week 75,000 jobs in May after 224,000 were added in April. But those monthly figures are net totals, while the 5.9 million is a total count of all hiring.
The Mexico tariff deal sparks a positive bump on Wall Street. In fact, stocks up for a sixth trading session in a row. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 79 points to close at 26.062, the Nasdaq up 81 points, and the S&P 500 up 13 points. And you have to be wealthy and healthy to visit a bed and breakfast in space.
How would you like to visit the International Space Station? Well, a select few who have the money may be able to do it as soon as next year. A round-trip ticket expected to cost around $58 million, and accommodations will run about $35,000 per night for trips of up to 30 days long. Only two visitors will be allowed per year, and they have to meet the same medical standards, training, and certification procedures as regular crew members. I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.